This is CliffCentral.com.
Christian Schwegel is a co-founder of Riff Reporter, which is an innovative new platform for journalists to do what they love and to show an interest and a knowledge and to gather an audience around themselves, which was only really possible with the dawn of the internet. But what's exciting about this is it's also something where they can monetize their work, and it's something where they can do their very best without having to report to someone or work within the confines of a big organization, be told that they have to go out on the beat and do a certain story that they're not very interested in. And I suppose for the audiences here, it's a way for them to get the stuff they really do care about. It's niche journalism in its best possible form. So first of all, congratulations on coming up with this idea, because I think for many people it's a savior, not only for the journalists, but for the audiences who are looking for this information.
Thank you very much. No, I mean, this is what we try to achieve, and Riff Reporter is still a very young project, but our goal is to strengthen expert and freelance journalism so it becomes available in its diversity, in its in-depth reporting, and in a way where the 24/7 news cycle perhaps for the users is secondary, and first people get the journalism they about topics they really care about, you know, not just the crises, not just the Trump stuff, but you know, the topics that you know are important for their lives or they are really passionate about, offered by independent journalists. And for that, we try and build an infrastructure that works both journalistically and economically.
So Christian, you spoke about and the way that your ecosystem is organized. It's around the principles of co-ops. In our country, we have something very similar called the Stockfell, right? Which is essentially around shared savings. But what you've been able to successfully migrate is this 200-year-old system that worked in farming, yeah, and put it into a digital platform. Do you think the reason why you've been able to be this successful is because your German public understand how co-ops work? They trust the system of co-ops, and so they are much more able to migrate into the system, even on a digital platform.
So co-ops are very popular in Germany. I think 20 million Germans are members of co-ops. That's largely banks, but there is a strong co-op movement in banks, and so all the customers are part of that. But it also, as you say, in agriculture, there are many cooperatives. And the cooperative is a great model because now we look at the big platforms where just a few get rich, and most, the users, they supply the data, for example, or like the Uber drivers, they don't really get paid fairly, right? And so we are a platform cooperative, which means that incomes are distributed fairly. If you are an ingenious journalist with a great project, you know, you are the one who will earn the money, not, you know, it will not be given to somebody else. So we reward entrepreneurial spirit. And at the same time, as a cooperative, like 10 farmers share one tractor, it's like 10 or 100 or 500 journalists sharing one platform, saving them the cost of setting up their own platforms and web pages. Or like the invoicing, for example, it's much easier when it's done like centrally for all the journalists. So they can do journalism and not spend their evenings invoicing. And that's a classical role for a cooperative, to take a load off their members and offer it in a very efficient way. So yes, I mean, I think in Germany there is a big sympathy for Genossenschaften, as we say, cooperatives. And we hope to build on that and also on the more and more critical attitudes toward the very asymmetrical platforms. Yeah.
So in other words, Pumi, you got to get back and start something similar. A media Stockfell, effectively. Christian, I'm also very interested in the commercial model in respect of, first of all, licensing for the articles that are written, the content that's created. And second of all, for how it is paid for, because you get to choose how you'd like to pay for things. Can you explain that just briefly?
Sure. So the cooperative equips the freelancer who wants to set up his or her own project or the team of independent journalists who wants to do that with four different payment models. One is voluntary support by the users or by a foundation or by, you know, any organization that cares about independent reporting. So not companies or so, but like
NGOs.
Not when they give money in order to something to be reported, that would not be possible. But an NGO can subscribe to a particular project and just be a customer in a way. So one model is voluntary payment. Another model is subscription. Third model is like a club fee where you pay once or once a year, in many cases once. And fourth would be micropayment. And if you set up a project on Riff Reporter as a journalist or team, you choose what is best, what you feel comfortable with, or what suits best to your actual target group is a horrible word, but audience or community. You know? And over time, we will be able to compare the performance of different payment models, of different community strategies, and try and filter out, you know, what are the factors of success. And we will do this in cooperation with the University of Cologne, with a media economist there, supported by a German foundation, and try and learn lessons for independent journalism as a whole. We want to make the lessons also available not just to our members but beyond.
And therefore the licensing is important, because
so licensing means that now as a freelancer, what happens very often is that, you know, you produce an article, you sell it once, and then you move on to the next article. And that's not very sustainable, given that fees for individual articles, they shrink. And at least in Germany, that's the case, and I think in many other countries, unfortunately, right? While, of course, we try and change that and ask for fair payment by publishers, we need to face reality. And so what we want to enable freelancers to do is to make more use of their work and like sell an article or versions of an article to a number of non-competing media outlets. And that's been around for a long time. But what we try to do is transfer this model into the digital world and create something like a shopping place for media outlets on Riff, so they can buy articles from freelancers in a very efficient way.
Do you ultimately see this as being something which will pull a lot of journalistic talent from the big publications as they start to lose audience and become less important in the scheme of media? Do you see yourself attracting a lot of the talent to Riff Reporter so that people can have complete control over their own work and their own future?
We all come from the world of the German publishing houses in Austria and Switzerland as well, and we have great sympathies with the newspapers and magazines, and we want them to thrive. You know, we don't. I mean, we are very small still and very young, so that's one. But on a systemic level, I mean, we want newspapers, magazines, and so on to thrive, and we want to contribute to that as freelance journalists. And so we don't see Riff as an alternative to this more traditional ways of publishing. We see it as complementary.
Almost a supplier.
Suppliers, in a way, freelancers are already supply. We want to make the supply more efficient and more rewarding for the journalist. But what we want to do is, what we want to enable freelancers is to set up their home base, in a way, and their command center, in a way, on Riff, and work from there and build up a community of supporters and followers and readers directly for them. And then with this operation center, in a way, they sell to magazines, newspapers, and so on, like they have done before, but in a more efficient way. So we want to contribute to the success of traditional publishing houses. We want our members to work for them, but then build up an additional line of journalistic income.
Is there proprietary technology involved? I mean, have you done a lot of the development around this yourselves? Is there a lot that you've had to figure out in terms of the technology, the backbone of this? Because I don't know that there is a model like yours anywhere.
No, we have looked around and tried. We actually tried and find one which we could buy, and we didn't find one. So luckily, we have a fantastic programmer, Sebastian, in our founding team, and he's been developing it from scratch in a super professional way. So it's a proprietary content management system and proprietary interface system, which we are happy to license to similar initiatives in the future, or actually work with, you know, these initiatives to form a larger network. But it's been so complicated to set up a system where, you know, basically it's an e-business system with different payment models integrated, and so on. So it's a very complex structure, and we couldn't find it, so we did it ourselves.
Profitable yet?
No. Of course not. We've been operative since 6 months. I mean, we are not one of these startups that burns money fast, and so we want to grow slowly.
But you know, the expectation in the market's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and we always tell people who are like interested in a sort of standard investment that, you know, we are not their case, because, you know, we will not be able to fulfill standard investment interest within a year or two or so. It might be 3 years, it might be 4 years. Break even, you know, according to our business plan, might happen in 2020, and profitability in 2022 or something, depending on how the whole thing develops. But we do have, as opposed to a lot of other media startups, we have a proper business plan, and we have thought this through over a 10-year period, and we can show people how it might develop in the future.
And so, as I mentioned to you earlier, the scalability question is solved for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big advantage of Riff Reporter, and that's why we really think it has all the potential to be a strong force for quality journalism, is that it's scalable. We've built an infrastructure where if you're an inspiring, knowledgeable professional journalist with a great idea, you can start your project within a week or two, and it's open, you know, in terms of numbers of projects, in terms of languages in the future, if we get funding for that, I have to add, and in terms of geography. And so what our big goal is, this journalism coral reef, where a lot of projects, which we call corals, start to grow into something bigger.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.